One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
That's right. Teeing it up and talking golf. It's what we do every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. And all you have to do is listen. Hello and welcome. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell and Master Control. Our producer is Robert DeCosa. Thanks for listening, and happy Women's Golf Week. It is a great week for women's golf, especially with the 79th Women's Open being played in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. We will go live to the biggest tournament in women's golf today here on Tee to Green. From the Golf Channel and the Morning Drive, we will check in with our friend Ron Sirach before today's final round. Then later in the show, Kelly Brook will be here. Kelly is an LPGA teaching pro and an instructor. She is the director of golf and the director of the Golf Academy at world-famous Bethpage Black on Long Island. She plays on the LPGA Legends Tour as well. Last time she was with us was about 3 years ago, 2021. And we finally got her back on. She is taking time from her busy schedule to be with us today here on Tee to Green. And in case you haven't guessed by now, the theme of today's show is women's golf. And Kelly Brook, Ron Sirach joining us today to talk about that here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. Sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and you can listen anytime, anywhere, anyplace on the Sirius XM app, the SXM app. We're also live and streamed on sportsbyline.com. Just click on the Listen Live link. We will tee it up and talk golf with Ron Sirach from Golf Channel joining us next here on Tee to Green.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan?
Total.
At an amazing price?
Total.
With no contracts?
Total.
Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now
now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates to load up published. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates to load up publish at 800-586-7112.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The show by golfers, for golfers, you found it. It's Tita Green. It's the Golf Show, back with another home edition for you on this Sunday, and a big Sunday it is, too. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell in Master Control. The Duke, Robert DeCosa, is joining us as well. And let's see. Later in the hour, we'll have Kelly Brook from Bethpage Black as one of our guests today. She'll be joining us to talk about what's going on at Bethpage. And she's the director of golf there, director of the Golf Academy there. She wears a lot of hats. She keeps busy as director of golf at Bethpage. She's an instructor, a teacher. She's an LPGA teaching pro. She also even plays on the LPGA Legends Tour, and she just keeps fully busy, and it's been a while since we've had her on the show, but we're happy to have her back, and our first guest is joining us as well today. We're talking to Ron Syrak from Lancaster Country Club in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and the 79th U.S. Women's Open. And I just want to welcome Debbie O'Connell back, our new co-host, to the show as well. Deb, are you there?
I am, and I am so excited for this show. I mean, to start with Ron right from the U.S. Women's Open and get his feedback and his view on so many things going on this week. And then Kelly is phenomenal. So everyone stay tuned, buckle up. Here we go for an amazing show.
I remember when we had Kelly on the last time, I told her, gosh, we got to get you back. And I can't believe it's been like 3 years since we last had her on.
She's amazing. I'm excited to chat with her. I'm excited for all the listeners to hear from Kelly, who's just an extraordinary person, as you shared.
Yeah, I lost my thread for my texting here. So I think, do we have Ron on? Is Ron there? Hey, Ron.
Hey, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, good. Yeah, I can hear you. I just wasn't sure. Everything kind of went away on my end here for a couple of seconds, and everything went totally blank. So I'm flying blind here, but I got help. Debbie is here. Ron is here, and we're ready to talk some golf. Hi, Ron. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's Sunday at the U.S. Women's Open. Doesn't get any better than that. Always excited when we get to the final round.
Yeah, Ron, you used to watch him on TV on Morning Drive on Golf Channel. He's with LPGA.com. He also, for many years, was with Golf Digest, Golf World. He's covered over 150 major championships. And you got another notch on your belt this week there in Pennsylvania. How are things going?
I'll tell you, this is it's a really, really great golf course. It's certainly top five, maybe top three in the state of Pennsylvania, behind only Oakmont and Marion. Playing extremely difficult this week. A lot of sharp elevation changes. There's been just enough wind to make it tough on players, and it's been a grueling test for them, as it was in 2015 when they first played there.
Yeah. Before we talk more specifically about the tournament itself, some big news came out about women's golf right before the tournament began. The announcement by Lexi Thompson that she is stepping away. She's going to retire. She's only 29 years old. Most people would say she's in the prime of her career. She's had a great career. She started when she was like 12. She turned pro when she was like 15. And gosh, it seems like she's been around forever. Did that catch you by surprise at all, Ron?
Well, it sort of did and it sort of didn't. It's always a surprise when somebody 29 years old steps away, but think of it this way. This is her 18th consecutive U.S. Women's Open she's played in, and she's only 29 years old. She's had a roller coaster ride through her career. There's certainly been a lot of heartbreaks in there. The four-stroke penalty cost her the Dinah Shore tournament 1 year. At the Olympic Club, she was five up with nine holes to play, shot 41 in the back nine, let one slip away from her at the Country Club at Charleston. So there's been a lot of scar tissue built up around her psyche. In 2018, she took a month off in the middle of the season for mental health reasons and was very open about seeing a therapist. And I just think that having grown up in the spotlight since the age of 12, it just wore her down. I was at her press conference Tuesday, and what I heard in her voice was there was not one shred of doubt in her mind that she's doing the right thing for herself and for her well-being by stepping away from competitive golf.
You know, Ron, this is Debbie. When you hear Lexi share what so many players go through at being lonely out there and not having the understanding of the fans who are so critical, some on social media. I mean, she has a tremendous fan base who are positive and encouraging, but then there are the critics who come out, and she's very well known and has a huge following on social media. And she says, look, we're trying our best. We're not perfect. We're human beings, and words hurt. And that's hard to overcome sometimes, right from Lexi. And I imagine she's not the only one. Have you talked to players this week more about mental health in this profession?
Yeah, you know, I do think that you hit on something here. Social media contributes enormously to all this. Lexi gets beat up all the time on social media. People love to throw the word choke around and stuff like that. And I'll say this to you. I was there when Lexi got the four-stroke penalty at Mission Hills. I was there when she shot 41 on the back nine at the Olympic Club. After both of those times, she stood and signed autographs for 40, 45 minutes afterwards. You know, always was loyal to her fans. But mental health issues are becoming more and more talked about openly here, as they are in society in general. And I think that all the tours, PGA Tour, LPGA, all provide support and help for the players when they want it. But I think what people have come to realize, golf is a very lonely pursuit. And, there's no substitutes. They can't take you out of a game if you're playing poorly. You just got to get up there and hit your next shot, and wherever the ball goes, go find it and hit it again. And then you go back to a hotel room frequently by yourself at night. And it's a lonely pursuit. It does wear people down. But I do think that all the tours are getting much more aware of the need to try to help players deal with that isolation and that loneliness.
Yeah. One of the things, the sad comments I heard her make was she really doesn't have any friends as far as the friends like regular people who don't play professional golf have. And that, to me, is just sad.
when Michelle Wee went to Stanford University, one of the joys that she found there, she had friends who didn't know anything about golf. They didn't care that she was a celebrity. They didn't care that she had accomplished things on the golf course. They just liked her for herself. And that was the first time in Michelle's life she had friends like that. And I don't think Lexi's ever had that. Not only has she been out here since she was 12 years old, competing at the highest level, she was homeschooled. So she never had that chance to develop friends away from golf. Her entire life has been within the bubble of golf. And I think to be, you know, a happy person, you need a more complete life than that. I know that Siri Park, the great Korean player, 1998 U.S. Women's Open champion, has gone back to Korea and worked with junior golfers. And one of the things she tells them is you need other things to make you happy besides golf. You can't let golf determine whether you're a happy person or not. Find out other pursuits and other things that you love. And I don't think Lexi's ever really gotten a chance to do that, and maybe now she will.
And that's going to be wonderful for her in this transition, that she just gets to discover who she is. Because I think parents mean well. You know, they're trying their best to help their child be the best they can be and pursue whatever career they want to pursue. But sometimes when you isolate like that and you get them so driven in one direction, they don't have that balance. And I even heard many people talk about, here you go, you win the big event, and then all your friends have left already because they're going on to the next week, if you do have friends out there. And there you go. Where's the celebration? Maybe with your family. But then, as you said, even after a big win where you think you'd be on top of the world, there can still be this emptiness and loneliness if you don't have a fulfilling life. And I think that's what is so important out there. And the identity, you know, when we look, as you mentioned, Ron, across many other sports, you know, look at Olympic athletes who have so sadly committed suicide after their Olympic career. You know, when that sport is your identity and you think all of your value and worth is tied up in how you perform in your sport, it's a very dangerous place to live.
Yeah. You know, I've talked to some doctors about increases in physical injuries in all sports. And one of the things that they say is kids are specializing at too young of an age now. You know, when I was a kid, I played golf, but I played baseball. I played basketball. I rode my bike. I went swimming. And so you develop the complete physical muscles in you. So you develop yourself more completely physically. And I think the same is true mentally. You know, if you specialize too early, you really put yourself in a bubble at an early age, and it's hard to get out of that bubble.
Yeah, that's a great, great point. We're talking to Ron Cyrak from Golf Channel, LPGA.com. He's in Lancaster, PA, for the 79th U.S. Women's Open final round today. And Ron's going to do another segment with us. When we come back, we'll pick it up and talk about the tournament itself with Ron Cyrak, our guest today here on Tee to Green.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654, 800-915-9654, 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Talking Golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. That's what we do every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. We go back to Lancaster, PA and the Lancaster Country Club where the U.S. Women's Open is taking place this week. And our guest from Golf Channel and LPGA.com is Ron Cyrak. The final round of the championship is today. And Ron, before we talk more specifically about the tournament, one last thing about Lexi Thompson I wanted to ask you. Did you get the impression that although she's announcing her retirement, we may not have seen the last of her, that she may pop up from time to time?
Yeah, there were some qualifiers in what she said. She said she was stepping away from full-time competitive golf. So the fact, you know, the possibility that she could pop up when they get a sponsor's exemption and appear is there. I also think that, you know, if she takes a break, she is young, 29 years old. She may take a year off and then decide that she's found what she's looking for and come back. But I do think we haven't seen the last of her in a competitive situation.
Yeah, okay. The tournament itself, this is the biggest event in women's golf. You want your best players, you want your stars to shine, and that is not happening at Lancaster. What's going on?
Well, it's a very, very tough golf course, but I think what we have lost sight of here is that, in fact, of the five people who are in the top of the leaderboard, Yuka Saso won the U.S. Women's Open in 2021, Minji Lee won the U.S. Women's Open in 2022, Hinako Shibuno won the Women's British Open in 2019, and Andrea Lee is a two-time Curtis Cup member. So there are significant talent at the top of the leaderboard. They're not the Nellies and the Lexis and the Lydia Kos and the name that we're more familiar with. But the people who are up there, of the five people who have a chance to win this golf tournament today, Oni Wichini Machai of Thailand has a thin resume. But the other four who are up there have solid credentials.
Did you get a chance, Ron, to talk with Nelly after her round? I mean, she really played well for all but one hole. And that one hole is what truly kept her out of making the cut. The cut was plus 8. She was plus 10 missing the cut, and she had a 10 on a par 3.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if she just makes a 6 on that hole, she makes the cut easily. And, you know, she made about, I don't know, at least three mistakes on that hole. She first hit the wrong club off the tee. She hit 6 iron. Everybody else is hitting 7. So she went into the back bunker. But then after she hits the bunker shot into the creek, she tried twice to skip the ball up the false front of the hole instead of just flying it past the hole, not mess around with the false front, take her 2 putts and move on. She sort of admitted that you know, she stopped thinking. You know, sometimes something bad happens to you and the brain shuts down. And no question about it, you throw out that one hole and she not only makes the cut, but she could very well be in the mix. But third hole of the day, you make a 10, boy, it's tough to bounce back from that mentally.
Yeah.
And, you know, she really did on the most part. She played pretty well after that. And I guess the point is there, a caddy really needs to step in and shake her up and think for her in that moment, for one. And this game of golf is crazy. She hit a great shot off the tee right over the flag stick, just the wrong club in her hand.
Yeah, you know, and I do think that the caddy takes a lot of responsibility in this. I think on the tee, part of what makes Lancaster a very, very challenging golf course, there are really severe elevation changes here. And the Conestoga River runs right between it, so it dips way down. And that par 3, number 12, is severely downhill. I think it's a 45-foot drop from the tee down to the green. So when you're standing on the tee, it's hard to gauge exactly what the wind's doing. You're feeling the wind, but you're wondering, well, is it going to affect the ball down there? And they went back and forth, and they decided on the 6-iron. Every other player I talked to hit a 7-iron there. Minji Lee, in fact, said she was between a 7 and an 8 trying to figure out what to hit. So the 6 was the wrong club. She could have done better with the bunker shot, but she said there was a leaf underneath it that made it hard to put spin on it. But then the 2 bad decisions on the shot that she hit after she took the penalty drop are really, really, really what took her out of the tournament. And I do think, I think she was misclubbed by the caddy on the tee, although ultimately that's the player's choice. And I think the caddy let her down in terms of, like, calming her down after she hit that first ball in the water.
When you look at names that missed the cut besides Nellie Korda, Leona McGuire, Amy Yang, Rose Zhang, the defending champ, Allison Corpuz, Brooke Henderson, Lydia Ko, Lexi Thompson, the fact that both Lees and Michai are 500 par, that speaks a lot for the quality of golf they've played.
Yeah, I thought at the beginning of the week, I mean, when we played here in 2015, 800 par won it, and when I saw the changes they made to this golf course, I said, no one's getting near 800. I think 400 could win it. I think 400 still has a chance to win it. I think it'll be tough out there today. You know, one of the things, too, about the leaderboard, I think sometimes when players get to a really difficult setup, players with lower expectation levels do the best. They make the mental adjustment to the situation. You look back when Tiger Woods was the full Tiger Woods, the guys who did the best against him in majors were the Bob Mays and Sean McKeels and Rocco Mediates and Y.E. Yangs, the guys who were playing with house money because nobody expected them to beat Tiger. And I think there's a lot of players in here who came into the tournament under the radar screen, and they made the mental adjustment to the fact, okay, this is a week when you got to make bogey your worst score. You can't get a big number here. How do I avoid the big numbers? And I think some of these the players who came in off the radar made that adjustment mentally better than some of the big names did.
As we know, this is a mental game. Now, Ron, part of your very extensive resume was that you authored 3 books with the top golf instructors, Pia Nielsen and Lynn Marriott. For those of you who don't know those names, Pia was Annika Sorenstam's coach when she was growing up and continued to be her coach through her career. They talk a lot about the mental part of the game and then the emotional part of the game. Tell us, from what you may have learned from them and doing the 3 books together, What part of those emotions are so key in a tournament like the Women's U.S. Open?
Well, one of the big things that P and Lynn are, one of the big points that they make is that you have to distinguish between what you can control and what you can't control. And the things you can control, you got to focus on. The things you can't control, you got to let go. One thing you can't control is the course setup. You know, what you can control is how you're going to approach that course setup. So, you know, I remember going to Carnoustie in 1999, British Open, men's British Open, the hardest golf course I ever saw. 07 over par made the playoff in that tournament. Early in the week, I knew which players had no chance because they were the ones complaining about the setup. You know, once the golf course gets in your head that way and you're complaining about the golf course, you're not going to adjust. And that's a big part of what P and Lynn try to teach. Don't complain about the things you can't change. Let go of what you can't change and adapt to the golf course. Do what you need to do to play your best golf there. And I think particularly at USGA setups, that's hugely, hugely important. Make that distinction. What can I control? What can't I control?
Well, we got both of the leads. We got Michai, Shibuno, Sasso at the top of the leaderboard. They're the only ones under par. Got about 30 seconds left. You got a favorite among that group?
I'm going with Minji Lee today. You know, she's good in these tough events. The only thing I'm worried about, she shot a really good round yesterday. Can she back it up today? But I'm going with Minji.
Okay, yeah, I think I'm going to go with Minji as well. Ron Cyrak in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Ron, as always, a pleasure. Thanks. You bring a lot to the table, and enjoy that final round today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure, my friend.
We'll watch him on Golf Channel and Morning Drive as well. Ron Cyrak from LPGA.com here on Tee to Green. Up next, Kelly Brook from Bethpage joins us on Women's Golf Week Show here on Tee to Green.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, save big on Scott's Naturescapes mulch. Get 5 bags for just $10. And there's more. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. These deals are selling fast, so start shopping now. Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 529. Mulch excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase. See Lowe's.com for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. Lots of ways to listen to Tee to Green these days. We do appreciate however you choose to listen. I'm Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell. And a quick reminder here from our friends at Divot Magazine about Colorado's premier golf discount program. We're talking about the 2024 Green Saver. If you're tired of paying too much for golf, and who isn't, check out the Green Saver. It's now available in book or mobile format. You can save with half off, two for ones, other discounted green fees. Plus, there are ways to save with discounts on carts, equipment, club fittings, lessons, golf travel, and much, much more. All of that for just $49. The more you play, the more you're going to save. For just $49, enjoy great golf without breaking the bank. For more information and to order, go to greensavergolf.com. That's greensavergolf.com. And never pay full price to golf again. Our next guest standing by, ready to go for the past 4 decades, Kelly Brook, has spent time in the golf industry as both a player, a golf pro, and a golf business woman. She is the current director of golf at Bethpage Black. She's the director of the Golf Academy at Bethpage Black. You've probably seen her on the Golf Channel. She's written articles for Golf Digest, Golf.com. She wrote and starred in a series of commercials which aired on CNBC. She is the lead instructor at the NBC Golf Channel team. And when she finds a little extra time, she competes on the LPGA Legends Tour as well. We're happy to welcome back to Tee to Green Kelly Brook. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great, Kelly. It's so wonderful to have you on the show. You know, a lot of the talk this week on both the PGA, LPGA Tour, and it's really in all of sports and life these days, is the mental game of golf. I know you spent some time working with the great Bob Rotella, who works with many, many players on both tours. Share with us some great advice that you've learned for yourself that will help our listeners in their game, because it's not just for the professionals to work on their mental game. What are some of the keys where we can get out there, get focused, and play our best golf?
I mean, I also worked with you, Debbie, so don't forget my work and my time with you working on my mental game. But, you know, there's so many, you know, it's very hard. Golf is hard because you go from the lesson tee to, you know, where you're thinking about your technical changes and you're working on technique, and then to get to the golf course and forget all that is very, very hard to do. But, you know, if you think about a basketball player, for example, think about Caitlin Clark right now, the hottest thing. She's not, when she's stepping up to the paint, let's say, or the logo, she's not thinking about where her elbow is, how she's going to release that basketball. She's just thinking about the net. You know, and that's the same thing with golfers. You need to just stay in the moment. You have to focus on your process, not the outcome. You got to forget everything you learned in lessons. Hopefully you went to the driving range enough or the practice area enough to ingrain it in your muscle memory. And the hardest part, as I say, is just forgetting everything you learned and just enjoying the process and game time.
Well, you are someone who has the ability to compartmentalize everything in your life. Everyone's busy today. Give us some advice, too, Kelly. How do you do it? You are an extremely successful businesswoman. You are managing 4 golf courses now, one of them the number one public golf course, the busiest public golf course in Bethpage with the Ryder Cup. We're going to talk about that in a moment, coming up next year at your facility. And now you have 3 other courses you're managing. You're an incredible player. You're able to get out there and compete on the Legends Tour and then in our LPGA professional events, as well as being one of the top teachers in our industry.
how are you able to get focused when you have all those things you're juggling in your life?
I mean, you know, the key to any organization is organization, right? And delegating and having strong supports underneath you or equal to you. So I've got a great team, and we all work well together, and everybody takes responsibility. So that frees me up to play and practice. It frees me up to teach. You know, and I think that's it. You just have to surround yourself with people who are either better than you or at least equal to you. I try to not surround myself with anybody who is weaker than I am in certain areas. So I think that's also it. You need to know what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are and focus on your strengths and hire people and partner with people that fulfill your weaknesses.
She's a former LPGA Professional of the Year 2018. Kelly Brook was named the LPGA Professional of the Year, and she's with us today here on TD Green. Go ahead, Debbie.
No, I was just going to ask, we're in the middle of Women's Golf Week here, and how are you making efforts to get more women into the game and keep them in the game? I think oftentimes we get them there, and then this game can be so frustrating, and they can feel like they don't belong, depending on their own beliefs as well, of course. But What steps are you and your team taking, besides the amazing junior program you have, to change the game at a young level? How about for women these days?
Yeah, well, for example, at our two newest courses, which are Merrick, we rebranded it the Nine at Merrick. It's a nine-hole, beautiful nine-hole course in the water, and Lido Beach in Lido, New York. What we offered was a very, very, very inexpensive, well, basically almost free. It's like a dollar. We calculated it to be $1.41 an hour. These ladies are getting instruction for, and we give an eight-class series, and basically just to, you know, introduce them to it. And then what we do is we try to convince them that, all right, now you had this big group experience. If you like it, then what we're going to do is we'd like to push you into our 101s, which are small group experiences. And then once they get through that, we take them on the course to a 201, and our focus is on the golf course. That's one thing we do. We also work with the LPGA, and you know, next month is Invite Her Month, where it's a big push for LPGA members to invite women who have never played, or to ask the students to invite women who have never played to clinics that we sponsor that really are basically free. So, you know, our job as professionals is to grow the game, whether it's with juniors or with women or beginners in general. I mean, right now I'm giving, honestly, I would say 50% of my lessons are to Indian men, you know, that are living in New York. It's crazy. The demographics that are starting to play golf are changing very rapidly.
Wow, yeah, that is surprising. We were talking to Ron Cyrak earlier, Kelly. I know you work with a lot of junior golfers, and you one of the things you've done is the biggest junior golf program for kids with disabilities. We were talking with Ron Cyrak earlier on the show about, you know, Lexi Thompson, Michelle Wee, who started at such a young age, and he made a point about young golfers who come out and they just specialize in one sport instead of playing a number of different sports, like maybe we did when we were younger, our generation did, or the generation before us. So what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, you know, there's a great program that the PGA puts on. I can't think what it's called right now off the top of my head, but we all became coaches and went through this program, and they really laid it out very distinctly that it's very important to be a multi-sport athlete for so many reasons. A, you're going to develop many different muscle groups. B, you're learning teamwork. C, you're not going to get injured as easily because you're focusing on different muscle groups. So we, at Bethpage especially, we ask our parents to not allow their kids to specialize in only golf, to take advantage of the other season, and not to push so hard, because they're not going to be well-rounded athletes if they only know one thing. So we definitely, we have meetings with parents who we feel that are pushing their kids too hard in golf. We ask them to take a break sometimes. It's not so easy sometimes. The kids want the break. It's not so easy to convince the parents. But, you know, the PGA has recognized that this is important. We at Bethpage recognize that it's important. And I think it should be more vocalized across the board with LPGA and PGA professionals.
Kelly, do you have a lot of pushback from the parents? You know, parents are doing the best they can, and they want what's best for their kids, but they're oftentimes don't listen to the professionals who say, hey, playing golf 24/7 or only thinking golf isn't the way to go, when they've looked at, say, the Serena and Venus, who that was their sport, tennis growing up, right? Tiger focused yep. on tennis, although he wanted to play other sports. His dad didn't let him. And they become the best in the world. And I think parents think, okay, I'm going to help my kid get there by getting them to focus on golf. So how challenging is that to really help the parents understand, I know you love your child and you want what's best for them, and this is what research shows that's the best?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, we've lost students in our program because the parents didn't want to listen to us. And it's really sad because I can name three kids that refuse to play golf now because the parents push too hard. So, you know, I think that, as you said, we tend to print out the research. But we first we start gently by explaining what our feelings are on it. And then we print out research and hand it to them. And, you know, most of the time, because we're Bethpage and because we have so many successful juniors that came out of our program, they'll listen to us. But we've had, like I said, three or four that we lost, and unfortunately, those kids are no longer even playing golf.
The 2025 Ryder Cup, Kelly, coming to Bethpage next year. How excited are you guys about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be super excited. You know, we thought the U.S. Open and the PGA of America, you know, the PGA Championship put us on the map, but really, I mean, the Ryder Cup is putting us on the international map, and so it's very, very exciting. The course is always in good shape, no matter if there's a tournament coming or not. So, you know, it's been fun to watch people, you know, trying to get tee times because they're going to be playing it this summer and next summer just basically like the same conditions. Conditions never change, no matter if you're a 12 handicap or a professional golfer. And we've seen a couple of the PGA pros already coming out, you know, the Ryder Cup team. Molinari was there the other day with Luke. And so, it's fun. There's definitely an energy. And I own the pro shop, so I have to tell you, I'm loving it because the merchandise is flying out the door.
A true business woman for sure, Kelly. How much are you involved with the Ryder Cup part of it?
No, not hardly at all. I mean, they really take it over, and they're running it. And I think in September they're going to start to really move in and start to set things up. It takes a long, long time to set one of these things up. It's kind of like we have this cricket tournament happening in Nassau County in Long Island, and they've been working on the stadium for 2 months now. But, you know, think about building little stadiums on five or six of the holes. It takes a while, but to answer your question, we don't really have much to do with it. You know, we sit in on meetings, logistical meetings, but that's about it.
And how many people are asking you for tickets?
Everybody thinks they're my best friend now. They've already started hounding me.
Debbie wants a Ryder Cup hat, I think, too. So,
you can both have one. I'll send you one tomorrow.
All right. Okay. Kelly Brook with us from Bethpage Black on Long Island. Kelly, thanks. We know you got a busy schedule, but thanks for taking a few minutes to come on and share some thoughts with us today here on Tee to Green on our Women's Golf Week show. Thanks for doing that.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That is Kelly
thanks,
Brook.
Kelly.
2018 LPGA Professional of the Year. We're going to take a break. We're not done yet. We'll come back more of Tee to Green headed your way right after this.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard.
Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's the fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. Another hour just flying by. Welcome into our last segment of the show. We'll check in what's happening with golf this weekend. There's a lot of golf being played beside that Women's Open in Pennsylvania. The old guys, the tour champions, are in Des Moines, Iowa for the Principal Charity Classic. What a leaderboard. Rob Pampling and Ernie Els tied at the top at 14 under. Bernard Langer and Stephen Ames are at 13 under, a shot back. Langer coming off that Achilles injury, can't even walk. He rides a golf cart from shot to shot, and he's one shot out of the lead in Des Moines, Iowa today. And how about this group? David Duvall, Vijay Singh, and Kevin Sutherland, 12 under, just two back heading into the final 18 holes today. RBC Canadian Open up north. Robert McIntyre takes a four-shot lead into the last round today. And, of course, in Lancaster, PA, it's the Women's Open, and the group at the top, Andrea Lee, Minji Lee, with Shani Mishai. They're at 5 under par, tied. A couple of Japanese golfers, Hinako Shibuno and Yuka Sasso, are next. Shibuno's 3 under, 2 back. Sasso at 2 under, 3 back of the leaders. And Andrea Lee, the only American in that group, Debbie, but I like Minji Lee. She won it a couple of years ago, and I think she's going to add another U.S. Open to her bag today.
Minji Lee certainly has the experience. You know, Andrea Lee was the number one amateur golfer for about 17 weeks worldwide, a great player to watch. You can watch the action today on NBC, and as they say in the LPGA, it's a worldwide tour in the top 20. United States, Thailand, Austria, Japan, Korea, China, Germany, and Taiwan. It's a worldwide tour every week.
Yep, 79th U.S. Open final round today. Our thanks to Ron Cyrak for joining us earlier, as well as Kelly Brook, a couple of great guests today. And Debbie, we'll do it again next week.
I am looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks to Robert DeCozy in Master Control. For Debbie, I'm Jay. Thanks for listening. And till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.